I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Palestinian bid for full membership at the United Nations is still on. It just hasn't come up for a vote at the Security Council yet. When and if it does, the United States plans to veto it. But the U.S. has no veto power at the UN's Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And today, UNESCO's executive board approved a Palestinian request for full membership there. UNESCO's General Assembly will vote on the matter later this month. The overall push for UN membership has the enthusiastic support of many Palestinians, but there are some who don't see the bid making much of a difference, as Derek Stoffel reports.
It was nearly 2 weeks ago when the issue of Palestinian statehood was at the center of the world's attention. In Ramallah, Palestinians savored the moment. Thousands gathered in the city's central square to celebrate the UN bid. But it was a different story for Palestinians living in Gaza. Here in the main market in Gaza City, the UN vote hardly registered. People in this poor part of town were focused on the basics, such as finding a good price for their fruits and vegetables. What will going to the UN do? Asks Dereya Hassan, a school teacher. How will it change my life? Hassan says the UN bid will only benefit Palestinians in the West Bank. She says Palestinian leaders should be concentrating on something else. For us, there needs to be unity as Palestinians. This is much more important than going to the United Nations, she says. There is clearly no unity between the Palestinian leadership here in Gaza and in the West Bank. Gaza is controlled by the Islamic militant group Hamas. It seized power from Fatah in 2007, leading to 4 years of isolation after Israel imposed a blockade. Now, with the Fatah-backed Palestinian leadership pushing for UN membership, Hamas finds itself in a tough spot. It supports statehood, of course, but it does not want to support its rivals in the West Bank.
Sure that this is a wasting of time. This is a waste of time.
Mohammed Awad is the Hamas Minister of Foreign Affairs. His list of complaints is long, but the Palestinian leadership did not consult anyone in Gaza about the UN drive, that it wasn't fully thought out, especially when it comes to the right of return for refugees.
My main point, which is I'm afraid from, in fact, about our refugee. What's their situation? Our people outside, what's their situation by the system? If there is an answer, say to me. There is nobody speak about that. This is the problem. You just make one way step, what about the others?
Hamas slammed the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's speech at the UN, not only because it did not deal with the refugee issue, but because an agreement on statehood would give away too much of the land that made up historic Palestine. But standing in opposition of the UN effort puts Hamas, awkwardly, on the same side as the United States and Israel. The Hamas charter states the goal of eliminating Israel, but more recent statements have been vague on whether that's still the movement's ultimate aim. Earlier this year, Hamas and Fatah signed a reconciliation pact, a sign of disillusionment with the pace of U.S.-backed peace efforts. But in recent weeks, there has been little reconciliation between the rival groups, though back in Gaza's market, there are some Palestinians who are still hopeful. Of course, there will be a Palestinian state while I am alive, says Mohammed Abu Abed, who is 75. I am an optimist, and I will be until I die, he says. But Abu Abed says he's also a realist. He admits that it won't be easy to find unity among the Palestinians, and especially their leaders, in Gaza and the West Bank. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in Gaza City.